dads, and we're really just two old dads, but we're kinda two fun dads. Dude, Patrick, what's up, man?
What a hoot.
We are, oh my gosh, this is a, welcome everybody to our new podcast. Patrick O'Donnell, Joe Melillo here. I'm so excited that you're here with me, Patrick. We've come up with this idea. It was a random idea to do this podcast, and now it's actually come to fruition. And do you remember, first off, we got to introduce ourselves. We're going to tell you all about ourselves, where this podcast came from, and ultimately what the idea was behind it. But let's go over, Patrick, where we came up with it. Do you remember what we did, when it was?
You know, you may have to fill in the blanks, but I feel as if we came up with it kind of on the spot. We met about a year ago ish, and you were emceeing at an event. Just to kind of give a little history between our relationship, or about our relationship, Joe and I met at a fundraiser, and Joe was emceeing. We were introduced by a friend of ours who's no longer with us. God rest his soul, Jason Andrews. The world is not a better place without Jason. So. Anyhow, love you, brother. And we just hit it off. Our wives hit it off. Joe and I hit it off, and we've had some seriously good times.
And we've only known each other for about a year and a half. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but yeah. I consider you are one of my best friends in life. One of a kind, dude.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was from day one. It was, man, I'm gonna know this man for the rest of my life. and it was almost kind of not in jest, but we were just one evening, we were talking about, my wife and I, we were talking about having children. Joe and his wife had talked about having another child, and we said, man, wouldn't it be something if the timing was such that when we each had our child, we would be able to tell the world about our experience from day one. And so, I mean, that's my recollection of it, Joe. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was we were at Behringer's. So Patrick, for everybody who doesn't know, Patrick owns the bar Behringer's Tavern.
Part owner
in Indianapolis. It's on the south side by Garfield Park. And it's an old bar. It was one of the oldest bars. I think it's
1879.
It was established. Mm. And Al Capone used to be there. And you know, if anybody listens to my other podcast, The Infamous Indie, you know I'm a big true crime guy. So I was really thrilled that Patrick bought this old bar and with his co-owner Kevin and then who are your other owners?
Rob, Tim, and Dave.
So we were there drinking, having a good time, and then all of a sudden. I was like, dude, imagine if we both had kids at the same time.
Yes, that's exactly how it was.
And we did a podcast about being dads and through pregnancy together.
Right. Spot on.
Well, guess what? That's exactly how it is. Guess what the fuck happened? It happened. I'm not kidding. It actually happened. And we did not plan this, right?
No,
we did not say, let's try to get pregnant at the same time. No. And by the way, we have nothing to do with getting pregnant. Right. We did the least amount of work.
Right.
So that's kind of how it came up. And surprise, surprise, you told me a few weeks ago,
yep.
Hey, we're pregnant.
Yes, yes.
And funny thing is, we were pregnant at the same time,
yes.
And we didn't know it.
We didn't know it. Yeah, completely unplanned. It was almost as if we kind of created our own luck, if you will, right?
Destiny,
right? And so here we are, following up on what we thought would be a neat concept call it educational, call it, being able to relate to others, having others relate to us that are going through the same experience, whether it be now in the future. And the other part about the other dynamic is Joe, how old are you?
I am 33.
Joe's 33. I'm 48. So we have, we have a little distance, if you will, in our age, as you can tell. And I, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. Joe's a baby boomer.
No, I'm not a baby boomer.
You're not?
No.
Oh, you act like a baby boomer.
No. You're the boomer. Patrick, you're 48, right?
I'm 48. Yeah,
I am. Yeah, you're 48. No, you're not. No, I'm a millennial.
I'm the Gen Xer. You're the millennial.
There's no boomers on this freaking podcast. Okay. We're not inviting them.
I'm a first timer. I'm a first time podcaster.
Listen, the name, we were thrown out a different couple names, and we came up with this one because we thought it incorporated a lot of different things. I'm a dad.
Yes, I
have a stepson. His name is Devin. He's in the next room. You might hear him yell a couple times. He's playing Fortnite with his friend. They're having a sleepover for his birthday. His birthday was this week. He's 9 years old.
Good kid. He's a lovely kid.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, that's his mom, not me.
Okay. I didn't have anything to do with it.
No, I met Devin when he was 4 years old, four and a half. And him and his mom, we were dating at the time. So we decided, you know, obviously to get married and start a life together. And he's with us, you know, about half the time. Mm. He goes to his dad's house half the time. So, my life changed significantly, very, very quickly, from a decision to be with the woman I love very, very much.
As it should have.
Yeah, yeah. And so I decided, you know, I went from this bachelor lifestyle, being a TV reporter all around the world and around the country, to a dad with a beautiful kid, Devin, and everything changed. So I've been a dad. I've been a dad. I'm only 33, but I've been a dad for about 5 years. I made that decision pretty quickly. And so technically I'm an old dad. I mean, I've done it before.
And a new dad.
An experience.
To be.
But we're a new dad. So we're new old dads.
Come on.
You're 48, so technically, I hate to say it, you're old.
I am
you're
old.
Almost geriatric.
Son of a gun. Mother
I'm sorry.
Of pearl.
This is so
Mother
funny.
Of pearl.
You're right next to me. This is great. Usually we'll do this podcast separately. We're probably going to record a Zoom call and then upload the audio and do it that way. But the first episode, you know, we're dealing with quarantine. I mean, COVID.
That's the other dynamic that, you know, surfaced, right? Obviously, that wasn't part of our plan.
It's not like we came up with that in the bar.
Right, right. Exactly. And so that's another dynamic that we felt was, is very unique. We're in the midst of a pandemic and we both are pregnant. And you know, there is that. So, you know, add that ingredient.
I can't believe this is all happening right when I found out Easter Sunday. Mm. You found out on St. Patrick's Day.
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
In that time frame. Well, you know, let's take a step back. That's when conception happened, was St. Patty's Day weekend-ish.
Says Patrick O'Donnell.
Says Patrick William O'Donnell.
Patrick William O'Donnell.
and so that was the weekend that prior to Indianapolis shutting down.
It was. We were actually concerned, like, are we doing the right thing? Because Behringer's is, you know, it's a good Irish bar.
Right.
You know, good dive bar.
Right.
Are we doing the right thing by being together, you know? I mean, it's a prominent thing on our mind as we were there. Yeah, I don't think anybody got sick from that party, but
right,
except Angie.
Right.
so enough about us. Let's talk about our wives for a second.
Okay. Well, so the good doctor, Angie Ritchie, is my wife. Frankly, she's the reason I'm in Indianapolis. We met each other in Omaha, Nebraska, in an elevator. We were introduced by our dog, Lorelei. Lorelei jumped up on me in an elevator after Angie got on the elevator. We're living in the same apartment building, and she
what state was that?
In Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska. She the dog jumped up on me as a puppy and got my dress pants. I was heading to a speaking engagement and was all dolled up in my suit and she jumped up on me and like a movie. It was like a damn movie. I didn't have a chance. She got my tan pants all muddy, and the next thing, I was in the dental business and on the supply side, and found out she was a dentist, and boom, next thing you know, we're talking and dating, and she got a much better opportunity to transfer to to Indiana University. She was at Creighton in Omaha as an oral pathologist, and I was personally and professionally ready for some change and said, the heck with it, and moved here. Didn't know anybody but her. And it's just been it's been challenging, but a little growth through suffering, and man, I'm happy to be here. I'm sitting here with you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we wouldn't have met if you didn't do it. It didn't happen that way.
Nope.
And you heard a little bit, but Carrie and I met on Tinder. Yep. I swiped right.
My man.
in our wedding. Carrie and I have had a crazy story the last few years. We've gotten married twice. Not on purpose. We didn't plan it, but we got married twice. It only makes me, this whole COVID thing makes me think of all those people that lost their weddings after planning. And then here we are, 2020, they're ready to get married and COVID happens. They have to cancel. We had Hurricane Irma, which is also the name of Carrie's grandmother, who's since deceased. Irma canceled our wedding in Charleston, South Carolina.
That's a trip, dude.
I was crazy. It was a year and a half planning. So Carrie and I met on Tinder, and then we started dating in Indianapolis. And I was a TV reporter here, so I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, this is great. You know, got a great girl, got a great job. Here we are. Still do. I don't want to end that sentence badly. But, still.
You're doing good.
Yes, great. Okay. we did great. 8 months after I met Carrie, we were engaged. I accidentally blew her off on my second date, on our second date. I told her we would go out again 2 weeks after the first Friday that we had met, and I forgot. And I was driving to Chicago, and she called me, and she said, "Oh, I'm on your way to your house." I was like, "You're on your way to my house right now in Fountain Square?" Yeah. Well, I'm on my way. Are you ready? Where are we gonna go? Where are we going? I was driving to Chicago. I said, oh my gosh, you're going to kill me. And this is all text message. I was like, oh my God, she's going to kill me. So I called her three times, four times. She wouldn't pick up. Oh, I can't talk. I'm driving. I can't pick up.
I love it.
So I'm like, oh man, I'm screwed. So finally she picks up and I say, Carrie, I'm so sorry. I can understand if you don't want to go out with me. I forgot. And I didn't realize. And she said, oh, that's okay. I'm sitting at home drinking a glass of wine with my friends and I'm just fucking with you. So subsequently, we didn't talk to each other for another 2 months,
and then
I was a lot, and then 2 months later, she called me and she was out with some friends and she said, "Hey, I don't know if you're out, but do you want to meet up?" And I met up with her and we went out for a drink, and then subsequently, we just kept drinking. I used subsequently twice there, by the way. It sounds great. I mean, it's a great word.
Subsequently.
we went out again, and here we are, eight months after I met her. I asked her to marry me, and then because when it comes to having a kid involved, there's no fooling around. I had to make a decision pretty quickly, and I knew very early on that Carrie was the one for me. I dated, loved a few, lost a few, and I thought, you know what? There's no other person by far. And I was standing outside my front door in Fountain Square, walking in when I said to Carrie, when Carrie and Devin were inside, and I said to myself, I want to do this the rest of my life. I want to walk in and have them on the other side of the door the rest of my life. And in that moment, I knew I had to ask her to marry me. So with Christmas 2015, I asked her to marry me. We're like, oh, let's get married. Where are we going to get married? Charleston, South Carolina. Beautiful location. Year and a half planned.
Gorgeous place.
Such a mess up. Irma canceled it. I had hurricane insurance.
I can't believe your grandmother's name was Irma.
Her grandmother's name.
Her grandmother.
Her grandmother, not mine. My bad. So that was
either way. Right.
I mean, geez.
That's amazing.
We decided, I was like, let's do it again. We both did. We were like, let's do it again. We only had 30 people there. Everything that was the rehearsal turned into the actual wedding. And we FaceTimed it. We live streamed it. So it was a wedding that was live streamed in the church. And then you can still watch the video. And then 8 months later, we did it here in Indianapolis with about 200 people.
Right on.
We did it right. So she deserved the best wedding. And I just felt like she didn't get it, so we did it. But planning two weddings basically in 2 years is a lot to handle. But I think it's prepared me for a baby. You know, it's like, here we go. So those are our two love stories. Yeah, we both. It's almost like we were in movies. I was in a Tinder millennial movie. You were in a Gen Xer movie with a dog scratches up on your leg.
Golly.
But here we are. Our wives are downstairs. They're pregnant.
Yes.
Mine's Carrie is 9 weeks pregnant today. Mm. And how far along is Angie?
13 weeks. Yes.
And so, 13 weeks is pretty far.
She can't take a step without gagging, dude. It's amazing. It's. It's unbelievable. I've never been pregnant before. This is my second marriage. Didn't have any children in my first marriage. And you know, just a quick story. I was with the pandemic, working out of my home and doing video, call after video call. And Angie's been, she's always, you know, been very, cognizant of her physical health and working out and that sort of a thing. So she's basically been home for, 8 weeks. The dental school basically shut down. And they've been incredibly good to her as far as, you know, her being high risk, you know, with the pregnancy and so on. So she's pretty much been home for 8 weeks. And so I was working the other day in my my office. We have a pretty spread out floor plan. So we each, you know, she can do her thing on one side of the house. I can do my thing and you know, deal with what we have to do work wise. Excuse me. And
burping on the podcast. This is definitely a new old dad podcast. We are drinking St. Elmo's.
Oh man,
we are St. Elmo's
Coke.
It's the rum and Coke that they have at St. Elmo's, guys.
In a glass.
I mean, if there's an advertiser out there that we could use, that's it. Oh. I think St. Elmo's should be it.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Go get it.
So anyhow, she's really been in this, you know, you heard about the morning sickness and what have you from the outside looking in, if you've never been, if you've never been part of a pregnancy and, holy cats, dude, it's like daily gagging and yakking. Goodness gracious. And I've gotten to the point where I can just eat my dinner while she's in there. And I hear others get sick or I'm picking up dog crap. And
you were telling me about this today.
You know, that's me. And now I've gotten to the point where I can just eat my pork chop while she's in the bathroom puking because I'm just so used to it. And anyhow, she was in working out. God bless her. She was in there doing a workout in our bedroom. And I think she was watching, you know, doing a workout video, if you will, on her laptop. And I hear this gagging. And again, I'm just used to it, but it's, you know, quite a set. It's like a set of waves, right? And I poke my head out of my office, and she's working out and gagging at the same time, dude. And it's like, oh my land! I mean, what a dedicated young lady. So I'm proud of her.
You married right now. Good for you.
What a trooper.
You know what's funny? And so what we're hoping for this podcast, you guys are getting to know us a little bit here. Patrick's still one of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet. You guys, I hope you'll realize that as we go along. There are other podcasts out there. We did some research before doing this that do a look into what it takes to have a pregnancy, to be a dad and to be a father and be a husband while your wife is going through a pregnancy. And we want to create a place for this to be a resource for you, for other men that are going through similar things. But we want to also bring the perspective of having a little bit experience with me, but also having a life experience with Patrick. I think you bring a lot to the table.
I've earned this gray hair, brother.
Yeah, you are. You're full on gray, bro. Yeah. we must be from two different times, or we must have been best friends or brothers in the past. Cause dude, you are very similar to who I am. And
that's for sure.
So we also want to entertain. We're going to bring funny stories to this. We're going to do life lessons if we can. So that's what we hope you get from this podcast is listen, we don't know it all. We're not experts and we're not pretending to be, but we're just normal dudes. And if you listen to us, you might hear something that'll help you along the way to maybe give you give you a chance with your wife.
Well said.
Give you a chance.
Yeah, a chance. Yeah, right, right.
No, one of the first things I did, Easter Sunday, I went out and literally bought the same book that you bought, which is so funny.
Yeah.
Again, another reason why we're friends. It's just, you bought the same book.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, shit, we're going to be a dad. No, what's the name of the book?
Well, it might as well have been called that. You're pulling it up right now, and I'm ashamed that between the two of us, we can't nail the title. But, you know, really how Joe found out, or how at least I announced to you, as far as I know,
Pregnant, First Time Dad's Handbook. So we're going to use excerpts from that to help, because we're both reading it. So
very helpful. The way I've chosen to read the book is I've read it up to the point where we are in pregnancy. So we're just starting the second trimester. And so I'm trimester. Good luck with that, mister.
Trimester.
Listen, we're so screwed. This is a one-way conversation, and I'm the one doing the talking, Joe.
Yes, sir.
No, anyhow, I've chosen to read the book, and I'm reading it up to the point where we are in pregnancy, and so that's just how I've chosen, as opposed to just knocking the whole thing out, right? And so, anyhow, that's how I announced it to Joe. Was, you know, Angie and I chose to tell our immediate family early on, you know, before our first quote unquote doctor visit, and you know, really. I guess there's some unwritten rule that there's a certain time that you don't tell people that you're pregnant, you know.
I get it.
Well,
it's written.
It was unwritten to some dude that's never been through it before, right? And so, that's how I took a snapshot of the cover of the book, and I texted it to Joe, and that's how I let him know that, hey, bro, we're pregnant. And so, it's a wonderful book, and we'll refer to that, like Joe said, it's written in such a way that it's very attractive to me. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy, he writes it, and, you know, he swears a little bit in it, and you know, talks about how he doesn't go out drinking with the boys as much as he used to, and, you know, I would say his lifestyle sounds a lot like, dare I say, our lifestyle, right?
How dare you. And it's funny, because I did read the beginning of the book, and I thought to myself, you know, I've already moved past that, though, because half my life is my son. Mm. And I granted, he's not mine. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's my stepson.
Yeah, yeah.
But today we spent the whole day together. From I had a baseball meeting, I have Little League, you know, I'm part of all of that. And I'm a 33-year-old guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that you aren't doing things that are outside of yourself, Patrick. Mm. But in general, like, you know, I've moved past that.
Yeah.
Being hungover every single Saturday. Sure. When I was in college.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So that was something that I thought we, and this is the conjecture that I'm hoping for throughout the podcast, where
big word for you.
Dude, what was the other one? Sympathetic? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even remember. It was so big. Damn.
But this is, you remember, I spoke for a living on TV. Like, my job was okay. All right. Yeah. As long as you remember that. That's how we met. It was like, we told you guys that I met, that we met at a fundraising. Fundraiser.
And were emceeing.
I was emceeing,
like,
and I came
5,000 people in the room.
Not 5,000.
Felt like 5,000.
It was like 150.
People. All right. No, that's crap.
It was for the recovery house.
Dude, there was like 1,000 people in the room. There was a lot of different people. All right,
I'll let you say 1,000 because that's what you're saying.
All right.
But I literally picked you out of a crowd randomly and was like, hey, how are you doing tonight? And I shoved the microphone in your face. And you're like, well, I guess I'm doing great.
Yeah. Can I tell the story? Can I tell you?
You already told it.
No, I didn't give specifics.
Oh, okay.
If you're getting into specifics.
Okay, let's go to specifics quick.
Okay. So, all right, real quick. So Joe's walking around, right? He's doing what MCs do, going out and entertaining and would you say facilitating the program?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving the program along.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there eating dinner, and I'm not kidding. There's 1,000 damn people in this room, and everybody was like, you know, 10 people at these little round tables, and Jason invited us, and it was Jason's table. And I'm sitting there and I'm eating my dinner, and I didn't even notice Joe was out walking around amongst the crowd. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy up on me, and I'm eating my dinner.
And he, I don't know if you tapped me on the shoulder or what, but
I just kind of walked and I kind of had the microphone and I just kind of put it on.
I think you put your finger in my steak, you asshole.
No, I did
not. All right, I'm kidding.
I would never do that as an MC.
You would. I know you better. Anyway, so
I might do it to you next time.
I know. So anyhow, Joe comes walking up on me and he puts the microphone in my face and he goes, "Hey, what's your name?"
Yeah,
and my response was, "What's your name?" and the look on Joe's face was like, "You don't even know my name."
I'm Joe
jackass.
Malillo.
I'm Joe Malillo, you jackass. And that was it, right? And I said, "Well, I'm Patrick O'Donnell," and boom, that was it.
Well, I said, "Are you having a good time tonight?" And you said, "Yeah, I'm having a great time." I said, "You want to raise some money?" You said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?"
That's right.
Because it was a good cause. It is still a good cause. It's a house in Indianapolis that helps people come out of addiction and recover from serious drug addictions. And
that's right.
Yeah, it was good. But
very powerful.
But since that moment, and then we went out. Angie, Karen, as the night went on,
people filtered out, and we hung around, and you and Carrie were still in the room, and it was down to maybe like, I don't know, 30, 40 people in the room.
Well, I mean, there were 1,000 there. I mean, it's probably like 100.
Ish. And so that's really when we met. It was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go meet. Let's go meet these two. And, you know. And so,
Jason
and
introduced us. Jason was hitting on my wife.
Was he really?
Yeah.
That son of a gun.
I know. He was doing it in front of me. Anyway. Listen,
that dude.
Yeah, he's since passed in a terrible accident.
Yes.
And he was a good dude. He was a really nice guy. And so anyway, well, that's a little bit more detail for you.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that this podcast and our relationship, Patrick and I, you know, we're going to be talking weekly. Patrick and I always talk during the week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to bring you a little bit about what we learn, and we'll have an agenda. This is more of an intro episode, a little bit to tell you.
Yes. Can you tell?
Yeah, I know.
Can you tell?
We're drinking.
Do you think?
We haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. It's great.
Right.
We've covered. So
we're social distanced.
We are.
For the most part.
Patrick and I had a plan tonight to tell you, one, first and foremost, who we are, where we met, talk about our wives and how we met, and then talk about the first couple of weeks of pregnancy. I'm gonna tell you a little bit of something about where Patrick is at, because Patrick, you're a month ahead of me.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, you are a month ahead of me, so everything that you're going through, you're lead blocking for me. So you were talking about Angie's gag reflex. So Carrie's already been through a pregnancy. She has not been sick.
Good for her.
I swear to God, it's crazy. She's sick, but it's a different sick.
That's
it's
what
not
she said
gagging.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
She just doesn't feel good all the time.
Yeah,
and then she eats and she feels great, and then she and then it comes back, and so we're hoping that after the first trimester, she can move past the sickness phase, and get past that like constant sickness, and hopefully Angie will get past the gagging phase and all that stuff. But
well, I will tell you this, Joe. We had 12 bags of Cheetos show up on our doorstep last week. She decided it was a good idea to have 12 bags of Cheetos delivered.
But
you know, just back up. And they're gluten-free, right? And she's got celiac, so gluten is a issue. However, we brought two tonight for you guys. We're slowly
that.
Distributing them outside of ourselves because...
Did she go on Amazon?
It's like, babe, really? 12? You need 12 bags? Not like tiny little, you know, snack pack size.
Yeah.
We're talking straight up bags of Cheetos. So that was a spur of the moment Amazon purchase.
Oh my God. So here's where Patrick's at. We're going to go over what Patrick's at. 13 weeks of pregnancy. Your baby is as big as a lemon.
Yep.
So Angie's baby, you guys, you also heard the heartbeat.
I did yesterday for the first time from my car. With the pandemic, we've had two visits to the doctor, and I've had to sit in the car both times, right? And frankly, it didn't hit me till the second time, the emotion of it and my disappointment in not being able to be in the room with her. The first time, I feel like I'm doing, I feel like I work all the time, right? I feel like I'm always on my phone, especially now. That's my primary means of communication from a work perspective. And so I feel like I was distracted with work stuff. And the first time it didn't really hit me, the second visit did, where and this was just Friday. This was yesterday, dude. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting out in the parking lot and it was raining, and I was on a video conference call, and I received a text from her, and the text said the heartbeat is strong, right? And I didn't know what that meant. The doctor had told her that a strong heartbeat says there's a decreased chance of issue, right?
Miscarriage.
Of a miscarriage. Yeah. Thank you. And but even without that knowledge, I was on the call and I read that, and I welled up. I started tearing up, and it was just a very emotional moment for me. And I wanted nothing more in that moment than to be up in that room with her and to celebrate that moment, right? That the heartbeat is strong. And so I just knew, that was a very good thing. She had had exclamation points on it, and she wouldn't have just texted me that, that to me if it wasn't big. And so, it was just one of those moments, right, where that you and I are experiencing right now. And you have your first doctor's appointment, if you will, coming up soon.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And my assumption is that you'll be out in the car.
I will be out in the car, yeah.
And that's new. I got to, how many?
I mean, what?
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a different experience. That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why
we're
here.
To discuss the moment and our experience. So
I haven't had the, other than when Carrie told me that we were pregnant on Easter Sunday, she gave me the stick in a gift. But other than that, cool. I haven't had any real moments where this is happening. This is a real thing. Mm. And I'm assuming the heartbeat is going to be a huge thing for me. Mm. I'm not, my baby's not as big as a lemon. Also, wait, do you want a boy or a girl?
A lemon. Oh, dude, and I don't
go
mean
political.
To,
there
I don't,
you go.
I don't
go
mean,
political.
I don't mean to say this that way, because Angie thinks it's going to be a girl.
So does Carrie.
She's like, it's going to be a girl. She's 100%. I mean, she's a self-proclaimed witch, which it's another episode. But
that might be another podcast.
Another podcast, right? So, but she, from day one, literally, where...
It's a girl.
The stick as well, right? We found out that way at home. This is going to be a girl, and her sisters said it's going to be a girl. And so to answer your question, I'm good either way, man. I've been told many times I'd be a great girl dad. I'd be a great boy dad. So
yeah,
I'm just down with healthy and I'm going to be a great dad no matter what.
I have a boy. He's Devin, and he's 9 years old. From my family perspective, this old Italian Catholic stuff, Melillo, we want the name to go on, but I don't care anymore. What's important is that we're healthy and it's fun and that we, love that kid more than anything. I already do. It's crazy. It's just, it still hasn't really hit. So you're as big as a lemon, right? Your kid. You're the lemon guy this week.
My head's as big as a camper. My kid's as big as a lemon.
Yeah, your head is huge. Oh my God, I feel so bad for Angie. She's so small and your head is so big. That kid is going to destroy her.
I know.
So ours, 8 weeks pregnant. Carrie's, our baby, is as big as a raspberry. We got 32 weeks to go.
Why the fruit?
I don't know what the fruit thing is. They always do it. But anyway, I learned a lot from that book about the development of the baby. At what point do the fingers start moving? Does the spine develop? Does the brain develop and stuff like that? And my uncle is a huge, huge neurologist, chiropractic neurologist, written a lot of books about brain development and stuff. And I have that as a resource too, which I'll bring into here as we learn a little bit more. But, Tuesday's going to be tough for me because I'm not going to be with her. And it's something that I've always dreamed about. Because it's just like our, a wedding. You think about who am I going to marry? What's it going to look like? I know we're guys. But truth of the matter is, you think about it. I mean, it's part of it. Part of life. And now we're hitting this pregnancy, and I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, well, so, you know,
it's nothing I can do.
There is nothing you do, and it's the safe thing right now, right? And so, just to take a step back with our first visit to the doctor, we didn't realize I had brought up that, hey, I might not be able to be up in the room with you because of everything going on. And I don't know if somebody told her when she set the appointment that I'd be able. Anyway, there was confusion. So we walked in to the clinic, and literally there was like a wall of tables as you walk in, and there were a couple of nurses, I assume, sitting at the front desk, and they had masks on their face and, you know, accepting patients. And when we were told that I wouldn't be able to go up there, she just burst out crying, dude. She was so, yeah, it was, and it hadn't really hit me. But when she burst out crying, I realized how important just that moment was, right? And I was like, babe, it's gonna be fine. I'll be out in the car. I'm here. Just FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And so she.
Hey, technology.
Yeah, man. Right. And so she did. So when she was up in the room and I was out in the car, she FaceTimed me from up in the room. And during the, oh for gosh sake, the procedure where
it's an ultrasound.
What the hell's a sonogram even? I don't even know.
You guys, you can't make this shit up. Like Patrick is who he is.
So it's an ultrasound. It was an ultrasound, right? And so I'm sitting up there, and she's live video feeding through FaceTime the sonogram, the ultrasound. My bad. That was an accident again. And so that too is a moment I'll never forget, just because it's pretty unique that we're in the middle of a damn pandemic, and then she, you know, she was able to record it, and I've sent that to all our family members with the heartbeat and all that, and that's been our announcement, is that ultrasound video and that moment where she, I can hear her in the background saying, can I show this to my husband? You know, she was like being super, can I show this to my husband as she's pulling me up on FaceTime. You can hear all this, so she was recording it.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next part of the podcast. I think we're going to end after this, but I do want to talk about telling. You know that you said that unwritten rule about not telling people. That's only because you don't want to have to tell people that you had a miscarriage. That's the deal.
Yeah,
and so we've been telling people. We're about 8 weeks. I know we're a little early. We're 9 weeks now. Oh my gosh, it goes quick. Here we go. Here it is. I'm looking around this room that we're in. I don't think that that dual basketball hoop is gonna stay in the baby's room.
We're coming to you from Joe's nursery, by the way, their home.
Yeah,
we literally came over and we had dinner together. And the ladies are downstairs, which you mentioned before.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Did you mention we were in your nursery to be?
So. I don't know. I don't remember. But,
so that's where we're coming from.
So the point is, I want to play you a couple sound bites, and this is a good spot to do that. So at this point, I'm going to play you sound bites from Devin. We got to tell Devin, and we told him about 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
He's such a good kid.
I know, dude. He's such a good kid. So listen to how he. His response, it's adorable.
Yeah.
It really is.
Right on.
What does it say? Read it out loud.
It's an adventure. It's an adventure.
Sort of. That's it. There.
This is the box that you kept it, you were building for me. Mm-hmm. You're having a baby? Are you really? You are? Yay! Are you really?
Yeah,
yeah,
what's
you're
it say?
Be a big brother.
Only child, big brother. I like it.
Are you excited?
Cool. You excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, us too, buddy. We've known for a little bit.
You're having. That's why your stomach hurts?
That's why my stomach hurts.
So he's just ecstatic, and since then he's been.
Did he say, "Mom, when do I get to see the sonogram"?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not a sonogram.
No, I'm kidding.
I know you were serious. No, he said, you know, he's excited to be a big brother. He's nine. And he's always wanted to be a big brother. He's been asking for to be a big brother for like 2 years now.
That's awesome.
Since we've been married. And we've been lucky enough that he is open to it. You know, some kids might not be open to it, but he's helping us pick out the names, which we – I think we don't ever say a name on this podcast. You know that, right? We can't talk about the kids' names until they're here, until we decide.
Yeah. Good call. Good call.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like Titan.
Meh. Titan?
Titan. Maybe we do talk about the names. I think it'd be funny. Anyway, we'll do that later. But let's so we told Devin. We told Carrie's mom. We told Carrie's stepdad. I'm hoping to play these clips because I have these clips recorded.
Please.
And then what we'll do is try to keep these recordings. When things happen, we'll try to record them and then play them back for you guys as we're going through them.
Yes.
But we told my dad. You know, he lives in North Carolina with my stepmom, and then we told my mom, who lives in Connecticut, and she's been quarantining for, you know, the last freaking 2.5 months. And I tried to get my mom to come down to Southern Indiana for Mother's Day so we could tell them all at once.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going. I'm not driving down there. Are you crazy? What do you think? I'm freaking nuts.
Right.
And she's from New Jersey, so she's like a Jersey girl. She's like, what are you freaking nuts? I'm not going down there. Are you fucking kidding me? Who the fuck do you think you are? No, that's Boston. That's different. Anyway, as you can see, guys, we're going to be real loose. Especially this episode, we're just kind of getting to know everybody, but, I hope you enjoyed it. I think our friends and family know at this point, if they don't, they're going to, because we're releasing a podcast about
yes.
it. Just bless us and pray for us guys that our babies and our wives do okay.
Nice.
You know, this isn't about us. We're giving you our perspective as a resource, but truth of the matter is it ain't us. We ain't doing shit.
Hell no. I you know, no.
I'm cooking wait a second. I'm cooking more.
Oh, crap.
I'm cleaning more. Gosh. I'm making sure. I'm. One day, she didn't get off the couch. I said, you sit there. I want you to sit there. She works for a Parks and Rec department. She needed to go horseback riding. She tried to tell me she was going to get on the horse. I said, you do not get on that fucking horse. No way are you getting on the horse. No way are you getting on the horse.
Yeah, dishes and the cooking thing, the dishes. I'm glad to do it. Right. I mean, she doesn't feel good, and I mean it's
did just you make
kind
a
of,
mistake
it's kind of
yet?
It's kind of an extension of what life was like before.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you know, times three as far as the
the
cleaning and what have you, the domestic side of things. But again, I'm happy to do it. I've only had a couple, what I'd call minor meltdowns, where it's like, I'm tired of working all the time. I'm out of here. You finish dinner. I'm going to go power spray the deck.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yes.
Why are you power spraying shit? I'm going to go sonogram the deck.
Let me stop working so I can go work some more.
I'm going to go do different
it's
shit.
Your fault. Yeah. Damn it. I need a little power.
I've definitely been on edge, I think, emotionally. With the COVID, working from home, you know, I'm in sales. You're in sales.
Yes.
You know, our jobs are not easy working from home. I gotta say, it's not easy. It's doable, but
very grateful to have
the job. Yeah. I mean, God bless. We've had two. I mean, Carrie and I both have our jobs. And frankly, anybody who's listening to this that's getting bored by us, you know, go fuck yourselves.
GFY.
We're gonna
don't mind if you do mind.
We are going to do what we want to do. I know we're going off into different tangents here and there, but we'll get a rhythm going. This is the first episode. We're proud to have you. We're super excited. This is a thing.
Really are.
I'm really excited to have you, Patrick, in my life. I mean, our kids are gonna. If it's a boy and girl, they better get married, because I need you as a in-law.
What a trip, right? Oh my gosh, dude.
No, what? Imagine if I called that right now.
In this podcast this podcast lasted until then.
Yeah, exactly. You know? 30 years. Oh my God. Anyway, listen. If you're listening to this still, if you're still here, thank you very much. Go to our Facebook page. It's the New Old Dads Podcast on Facebook.
It's also newolddads@gmail.com. If you have ideas, if you have subjects you want to cover for us, we're going to get an Instagram page going soon. We don't have one yet, but right now just Facebook. And till week 14 for yours, week 10 for me.
Yes.
We'll see you again. Is there anything else you want to say, Patrick, before you go?
See you on the flip-flop.
See you guys. Thanks.